Earlier this month at the Library of Congress, four musicians took to the stage of the Coolidge Auditorium. They played familiar instruments, two violins, a viola, a cello. The seating arrangement was unconventional. The violinists sat on stools behind the other players, all surrounded by loudspeakers. They raised their bows and began to play. This is Ethel. Todd Reynolds and Mary Rowell play violin, Ralph Ferris plays viola, and Dorothy Lawson plays cello. The group formed in 1999 in New York City. Since then, they've energized audiences from the Venice Biennale to Joe's Pub to the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Their instruments are subtly amplified, and the group often collaborates with composers who are more at home writing rock music. Ethel's debut CD, called Ethel, on the Cantaloupe label, features works by Evan Zaporin, John King, and Phil Klein. Todd Reynolds and Mary Rowell are violinists for the group Ethel, and they join us in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Hi.
You prefer to call yourselves a band instead of a string quartet. Todd, what are the semantics here?
Well, it's funny. It's not actually something that we ever really thought about. I think at least Mary and I, for sure, were in rock and roll bands from a long time ago. So sort of any musical chamber ensemble, from a rock and roll band to a folk project, is all a band. So for us, it's just sort of natural.
Mm-hmm. You've been maybe not compared to, but often mentioned in the same breath as Kronos Quartet, and they've been champions of new music for a long time now. Is there a debt you feel?
Well, the phenomenon of what Kronos has done is just terrific. They were just such a sensation, and what they've done is just fabulous. But we're not interested in being a string quartet. That's really not our...
Yeah, I mean, in terms of feeling a debt to them, I mean, we look to them as having been the trailblazers.
Uh-huh.
And because of them, we can actually venture out into this sort of unknown territory. And we're sort of going a different route, and not even one that we can really articulate quite yet.
There is an articulation, though, of what you are trying to do. Because, Mary, you said you want to encourage composers from outside the strictly classical world to actually explore the possibility of using the string quartet
as an instrument.
As an instrument. Explain
an instrument.
The four players as a single instrument.
Well, historically, every major composer has put their hand in Beethoven, Mozart. If Bach had known about it, he probably would have done it too. And everybody, if they're a serious composer, needs to write a string quartet. That's their challenge in life. But when you listen to the late Beethoven quartets, and especially the ones recorded at Library of Congress by the Budapest Quartet, you think, well, they all have the same sound, they're all strings, there's, you know, what's the colors here, two violins, what? But it's like an organ, it's an instrument by itself, and you need four people to play it.
The first piece on the record is Sweet Hardwood, and it's by New York composer John King. And your violist, Ralph Ferris, has described it as a big old dobro tune. What does that mean?
Basically, going back to what Mary had mentioned about the quartet being an instrument, the dobro is, if you haven't seen one before, it's one of those big metal resonator guitars played with a slide, and comes from that old blues tradition, and that sound is exactly what the quartet ends up sounding like in the first movement of Sweet Hardwood, entitled Hardwood. And that's just an incredibly effective way of using the quartet as a large-scale instrument.
How much improvisation goes on?
There are solos in every movement. All the backgrounds are very written out. there's plenty of improvisation, but even more so, even with the written material, there's a certain amount of freedom.
You two sound like two lead guitarists going,
the back-to-back solo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So what, it's a little like watching Mark Knopfler and Eric Clapton do their thing. You just did this, now I'm going to do this.
Well, even if you listen to the record, there's definitely reactions to what we hear.
And thanks for the honor of the comparisons.
Yeah, that's can I be Eric?
Come on, you're always Eric. Ay, ay, ay.
Todd, there's a composition of yours on this CD. The title is, and I'm not making this up, It All Happened So Fast. What happened so fast?
Oh, man. Back then when I was thinking of titles, I was struggling with this idea of needing them to be meaningless and meaningful, and this was one of the first pieces that I ever actually wrote down. And I was on a train to Boston, and I had sort of committed myself that, darn it, I was going to write myself a piece for Ethel. And I had my laptop with me, and I said, no time like the present. Whipped it out, but it really sort of flowed out quite quickly. And it was about 2/3 done by the time I got to Boston.
Did it not also have to do with, there's a concept that's known as flow.
There's a book that's a real favorite of mine, by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. Don't ask me to spell it because it's quite long. And, flow is almost a scientific or sort of philosophical concept, and it's that point of engagement in life that we all seek when you're doing something as a human being, and you lose yourself in that activity so extremely that time passes by and you haven't known that any time has passed. Mm. That sense of flow is actually one of the deep keys to happiness. And that when we are engaged in that, whether it be in meditation or in woodworking or whatever we do, we're really, truly happy. And this particular piece has, once again, the quartet playing in unison a lot. It's some counterpoint, some unison. But when we get going and the piece actually gets going in the middle, it's a way of concentrating, it's a way of being together that just absolutely immerses us.
I've saved this question for the end. The name Ethel. Now, please tell me it's not after Ethel Mertz, Lucy Ricardo's neighbor in
No, it's
I love
not.
Lucy.
No, it's not after Ethel, though we do love her.
Yes. Vivian Vance, wonderful actress.
It's a concept. Why can't another quartet be called Lucy or Fred?
To tell you the truth, John Hollenbeck has Quartet Lucy, and names are popping up all over the place as names of quartets. Why not Joe or Frank or Bob or Ethel?
The other point is that we didn't want to name our quartet that we don't really want to be a quartet. We have a different attitude, and we didn't want to name it the something-something quartet. So first we decided, everybody calls the Guarneri quartet or the Mendelssohn quartet and this and that.
And so the quartet, the name quartet, will not be in the name.
And then first names came in, and then Ethel stuck.
And then we started to play with it.
Ethel goes to Paris. Ethel plays Carnegie Hall.
Ethel goes to the movies, in the house of Ethel. It just became the most wonderful concept to sort of play into.
Todd Reynolds and Mary Rowell are violinists in the string quartet band known as Ethel. Their CD, Ethel, has just been released on the Cantaloupe label. And thanks so much for coming in today and talking to us.
Thanks
for having
much.
Us.